Constant Wonder Kids is a Constant Wonder podcast.
Hi, Wonder Kids. It's Paige. I want you to take a second and think of something that is super special to you. Maybe you can think of a stuffed animal that you received as a gift from someone that you love. Or maybe you can think of a blanket that you've had since you were a little kid. You could even think of a place where you've experienced lots of important and happy memories. How does your special thing make you feel? Comfortable? Joyful? Like you belong? When something is special to us, we can feel a deep connection and powerful emotions. Today's guest knows all about deep connections in special places. To introduce him to you, I want you to listen to him tell this story about a time he was driving in Yellowstone National Park with his friend Gil. As you listen, think about why this story might be special to him.
Yellowstone just opened. So it was not very many people. It was still cold. It actually snowed while we were there a couple of times. And we were just driving real early in the morning. Like, we were the only ones on the road. And all of a sudden, I see this wolf, a black wolf. And it was by himself, a lone wolf. I just couldn't believe it. First of all, I thought, whoa, this is really special. I was actually in the driver's seat. So I got out of the driver's seat because I was going to get a photo before he ran away. And what made it even more special was that he's actually running away. And then he stopped and he turned. And then he looked at me and he came like, just kind of walked towards me. And I had my camera there. And Gil was still in the vehicle. And he was like, oh my gosh, Eugene, he's looking right at you. And as it was walking towards me, that's when I had a photo of the wolf. And after I took the photo, I put my camera down. And the wolf and I had this great conversation for, I don't know, to me it felt like minutes, but I'm sure it was only seconds. And then he just trotted away again. And I got back in the vehicle, and then Gil was just blown away. He's just like, oh my gosh, Eugene, you guys were just in a trance of some sort or something. And I said, it was very intimate.
This is Eugene Tapahi. He's a photographer and artist. His projects focus on capturing beautiful images of the natural world that reflect his Navajo culture. The Navajo are a Native American tribe, and in their culture, they treat the natural world with great reverence. Reverence is when something is special or awe-inspiring to you, and so you treat it with respect and love. Eugene shows his respect and love for the natural world through his photography. He began learning to think about the earth this way when he was growing up with his grandma.
I look back at it now, and it was a blessing to me because when I grew up, I had no running water or electricity. I grew up in a small home with my grandma, and our main responsibility was herding sheep, taking care of our animals. There was no TV. We had radio. And we were like in an isolated area. Closest place was about 5 or 6 miles away. So my grandma and I, we basically lived off the land and what we had. We grew crops. We had chickens, corn, squash, pumpkin, traditional foods. That was our economy. We traded our goods to be able to get other goods that we did not have.
As a young boy, Eugene loved working with his grandma and learning about the world around him.
When I was a child, it was just fun. I didn't really think of it as work. It was more like, oh, I get to go out with the sheep today. I wonder what stories my grandma's going to share with me today as we're walking. And it was really wonderful because when we were walking, she would point out the herbs and the plants that we use for different medicinal purposes, or we ate, or we don't eat, or we stay away from these things. And at the time, I listened, but I didn't know how important it was going to be. You know, and those things are, I think, are really dear to me now. And those are the things I pass down to my girls now.
Eugene's grandma also introduced him to the way art can help us connect with the natural world.
I was always creative. I watched my grandma weave. I helped her with harvesting the wool and shearing and carding and spinning and dyeing and all that stuff. I helped her do those things. I was not probably a great help because I was still really young, but I was there and I saw it. And when she was weaving, I would ask questions like, what is the design going to look out? And she would say, oh, it's in my mind. And she never sketched anything. She never drew anything out. She would just weave. And then she would say at the end when she was done, she says, this is us, Jane. This is you and I right here. And the sheep and the animals and every day, this is a representation of the past 6 months.
As Eugene grew up, he began to take pictures of animals in special places in the natural world. It's no surprise that he loved to share those pictures with his grandma.
When I took up photography, it basically was more of a motivation for me was that my grandma, she's bedridden because she was so old. I mean, my grandma died when she was 106 years old. And so when I actually decided to do photography full time, it was in the sense of going to these sacred places and trying to bring those photos to help her see these places, even though she couldn't be there. And it really meant a lot to me when the first time I went back and I had my iPad out and I said, Grandma, I want to show you some things. And then she just looked at me and she says, okay, son, where did we go? Show us where we went. And it just really brought tears to my eyes because as I started showing her, she goes, oh yeah, I remember we were here. And it really made me feel like she was there with me. She was there when I was there. Because she recalled a lot of the memories I had of those photos. And I know for a fact that she never went to the arches in Moab, or she never went to Yellowstone. But yet she was recalling these memories of what I experienced when I was there. Maybe that was a connection.
Eugene's photographs allowed him to share a special connection to the natural world with his grandma, even when she was not able to leave her bed. As a photographer, Eugene is able to capture amazing, spontaneous moments in nature because he's always ready to take a picture. For instance, one time he went to go take pictures of landscapes in Yellowstone and ended up witnessing the birth of a baby bison.
It's a special moment because as many years as I've been going to Yellowstone, I've never ever witnessed a birth of a bison because usually the bison, when there's thousands of people in Yellowstone almost all the time, especially during that time I went. It was early June. It was during COVID. Everybody was quarantined. And so it was just my daughter and I that went out to Yellowstone. And it was just us, really. And it was so cool because we went there and we saw animals that I've never seen in the past 15 years I've been going and doing photography there because there are no people. And when we saw this mother, she was pregnant and you could tell she was having her contractions, you could see her. And it was right on the side of the road. And so my daughter and I, we just pulled over and we sat for almost an hour and a half watching this mother going through birth. And then just seeing the calf come out, it was just like, oh my gosh, this was like a sacred moment. And to be able to watch the calf's first steps, it brought back that childhood memory of my grandma there helping the sheep give birth. And so when I saw this, it was just that parallel. This is what I witnessed when I was a child.
The connection that Eugene feels towards the subjects of his photographs allow him to take truly amazing pictures.
A lot of people look at my bison shots and they think, wow, you had a zoom lens or things like that. But in actuality, all the bison shots I have aren't because I was like going out to shoot, get photos of bison. It was me set up to shoot landscape. And all the bison shots are because the bison wanted me to take a photo of them because they came to me. And if you really look at my images and you really look at the eyes of those bison, they're not scared. I feel like I don't want to invade their space. So I feel like they welcome me to their space.
In addition to taking pictures of animals in national parks, Eugene also has a special project where he takes pictures of his daughters. They perform a special dance in natural places, wearing sacred clothing called a jingle dress.
So the jingle dress is a really special dress. It's a healing dress. They don't have jingle bells or jingles on them. They're cones. The actual noise of the jingle dress happens when all the cones hit each other. So the cones are actually traditionally were made from snuff cans, like skull can tops. The tins on top, they're round. They would flatten those round tins and then they would put a little slit through it and then they would attach it to the dress with ribbon or buckskin. And then they put them strategically close together so that when they hit together, they make a sound.
In Native American culture, these jingle dresses are used in healing rituals. During the COVID-19 pandemic, when lots of people were sick and afraid, Eugene felt that the world needed healing from the jingle dress ritual. So, he and his daughter set off to create some important art in the natural world. One of the places where they performed the jingle dress dance and took pictures was Yosemite National Park. Even though it was closed, Eugene wanted to try to create this special artwork.
We pulled up to the guard shack there, and as we pulled up, the ranger was there. The ranger just happened to be native of the land there. And as I rolled the window down, he says, "Oh, I know you. I know why you're here." And I said, "I'm Eugene Tapahi. We're the Jingle Dress Project." And he goes, "Yeah." He says, "Well, come. Our land needs healing." And so they gave us a personal tour of the whole place. They kept telling us that at that time we were there, there were like hundreds of thousands of people would be there. All the campgrounds would be all full. There'd be no vacancies, you know. Rock climbers, people all would be there. It was just so quiet.
Soon, the rangers took the Tapahis to a place in the park where they could perform their dance.
They took us to the Indian village. They have a little Indian village there. That's where the girls danced. And we did a little bit of a photo shoot there. They actually opened up the museum, showed us their cultural and traditional artifacts and things there. And it was really wonderful to be there with them. The really tender moment was after the girls danced. It was really hot too. This is like late June. It was really touching to see that the rangers really took this to heart, that when the girls finished dancing, they dug into their own ice chests and pulled out otter pops. And they shared the otter pops with the girls as a gift for them coming. So it was really cool. We all just sat there and just shared otter pops.
As the Tapahis and the rangers sat there enjoying their otter pops, they reflected on the beauty and wonder of the natural world and got to experience some healing from the Jingle Dress Project together. Whether he's photographing the Jingle Dress Project or animals, Eugene Tapahi approaches the natural world with reverence and respect that inspires wonder. So the next time you're outside, think of Eugene and take a picture of something that makes the natural world special to you.
Quick word for you parents, this is Marcus Smith. I'm the host of Constant Wonder, the source of material for Constant Wonder Kids. We made this episode because Constant Wonder contains a lot of great stuff kids will love too, but you may be wanting more. We've got a whole episode devoted to artist-photographer Eugene Tapahi and his hope-inspiring artwork. If you want to hear the full presentation, go find Constant Wonder wherever you get your podcasts and look for the episode titled Love, Celebrate, and Heal the Land, A Navajo Artist's Journey. We actually think that you'll love more than just one episode of our podcast, which is an ongoing quest to find awe and wonder in all nature, human or wild, vast or small. The kind of encounters that move us beyond words. Remember when you had time for wonder? Well, we are confident you still do. Subscribe to Constant Wonder on your favorite platform. Constant Wonder Kids was produced by Paige Crumperman Darrington with sound design by Mitchell Towsley. Tenery Taylor is the executive producer. Constant Wonder Kids is a production of BYU Radio.